daycare payments. But you would go to pick them up, and you walk in, and you get to the room, and you would stand there, and the teacher would go, "Caselyn, ride in. Your dad's here." And man, they would turn, and they would smile, and they go, "Daddy!" And they come running across the room. They come running across the room, and they just bear hug my knees. I can't believe I haven't ruptured anything because of it. Like, just this past week, I had to go pick Ryden up from school. I usually don't pick him up, but I would go pick him up, and I'm standing there, and he come walking down the stairs, and he sees me. He goes, "Dad!" And all 65, 70 pounds of him start running and just jump right at me. "Dad! Daddy's here." The look on their faces, the joy that they had every single time was so wonderful. It's just, I remember that. I was just, man, they don't do that. But like, Ryden will do that now. Kaysen doesn't do that. She doesn't care. She doesn't care anymore. "Oh, you're ruining my fun." But there was a sincere joy. And it was every single day. And they would come barreling over to me and slam into my knees. And as a dad, that's the best feeling. And it was so funny because I was talking to my wife about this lesson, and I was just like, you know, it's just so wonderful because, like, especially, like, I go pick up Ryden, and he's like, "Dad," and he comes running, and she just goes, "Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?" They don't do that for me. I'm sorry. I can't help that. They see me, they're like, "Yeah, woo." I don't know. So it was just, she just kind of just, I was like, okay, I'll stop talking about it then. But it got me wondering, Jesus on his first day walking into the city, people got super excited. People were there waving branches, telling him, "Save us, save us, save us." And the next day, I started looking it up. Jesus left and came back to Jerusalem every single day. He would leave at night, and the next morning he would come back into the city. He would leave to go to Bethany and go to Mary, Martha, and Mary, Martha's house. And then he would come back in, and then he would leave, and then he would come back in. And not every any other day did people show up and celebrate his entry into the city. Not a single point in time, until later on that week, he went in and they gathered them up, and those people were saying, "Crucify him. Crucify him." Most of those people later on that week went from celebrating him to saying, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And it got me thinking about myself. Because when my kid saw that daddy walked in the room, they smiled, they got excited. And I'm thinking, how do I treat the presence of God? How do I treat a Sunday morning service? Do I get excited waking up and going, "I can't wait to be in church because God is going to come in and God is going to move"? Do I get excited when he makes his way in? Or do I just think it's just another Sunday? When I go to pray, do I get excited because while I pray, God will dwell there in the midst of it? Do I get excited when I go to pray and anticipate my prayer time? Or do I just think, it's just another 15 minutes that I gotta waste? Or do I get excited about the possibilities that God can bring when his presence comes, when his presence begins to move? Psalms 100 says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It's he who made us. We are his. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give him thanks. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. When we enter into the house, do we think, man, I need to come in with praise on my lips, with thanks on my heart? Or do we go, oh, I had to get up. I got up at 5:30 this morning. My wife was kicking me up, trying to get me up out of bed. I had to go with me, and oh, I didn't need a nap. Oh, I need a cup of coffee, which I do. I do. There's never a bad time. Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. What do I think of the presence of God? How do I treat the presence of God? Do I get excited? Do I believe that there's joy in this house? Do I believe that there's joy in this place? When we begin to sing and then the music goes up and these people come up, do I begin to think I need to praise God because he's good, because he's glorious, because I need to be thankful for all that he's done? Come into his house with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Or do I think, man, I could be anywhere else but here? In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Psalms 21:6, for you, God, make him, the king, most blessed forever. You make him, the king, glad with the joy of your presence. Oh, man, when God begins to move in, I sit there and think, how do I treat God? When he walks into this room, do I turn just like my daughter or my son? Do I sit down and look and go, man, Dad's in the room. I'm so excited that he's here. Dad, come here and let me give you a hug. Let me come and go praise you. Let me come and thank you. Let me worship you. Or have I grown up too much? And I think, you're just going to kill my joy. I got other things that I need to do. 2 Samuel, I didn't give you this scripture. I'm sorry. It popped in my head right before service. 2 Samuel 6, verses 12 through 15. The Ark of the Covenant. Oh, man, you're quick. You're amazing. You're amazing. The Ark of the Covenant was taken from the place it needed to be, that it should have been. And David became king. And he said, God, I want to bring it back. I want to bring it back. And he said, now it was told to the king, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. He said, hey, you want to go get it? It's at Obed-Edom's house. And David went, gathered his people together, got his whole retinue, and got them together, and they got the ark of the covenant. And what does it say? So David went and brought the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. We know that the ark of the covenant represents God's presence. It represents God's power. It represents God's ability. You know, the Spirit of God would move. It's where they made their sacrifice and put the blood on it, and God's presence dwelt on it. There's so many things about it, and he said, God, this is your presence. I need it back. Let me go get it. And God said, go get it. And it was so that when they bear the ark of the Lord, they gone 6 steps. He sacrificed, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. David danced because God's presence was coming back. God's presence was coming back to the temple. And he got excited that every single 6 steps he would sacrifice and do a jig. He would get excited because God's presence is coming back. He got so excited. He danced with all his might. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a trumpet. God's presence was coming back home. God's presence was going where it needed to be. And David got excited, and he started dancing. He was dancing so much, so hard with all his might, his clothes began to fall off. I don't recommend that. But he was excited for God's presence to come back. He was excited that he danced. And there were other people that looked on him and said, what is wrong with you? You look like a fool. And David, you know what David's response? I love his response. They said, you look horrible. You look like a dummy. What are you doing? You look, your clothes are falling off. And he said, you know what? I'll become even more undignified. I'll get even worse. Why? Because the presence of God is here. It's back. So it got me thinking, how do we treat God's presence? Day after day after day, Jesus left and he came back. And on one day, they got super excited. Man, Sundays, we know what's going on. We come in, we have our Bible study, an 11 o'clock service, we praise God, we have the Word of God, and we get our fill for the week. And Monday, Jesus wants to show up. And what, do we do the same thing? Do we just ho-hum about? Jesus left and came back to Jerusalem every day, and not a single other time did people meet him at the gates. Not a single other time did they celebrate him coming back, nor plead for their salvation. My wife is so, she made this statement, like, my son, if he's got a lot of things, we've been working with him a lot, and he's getting so much better, but there's still so many things that we need to work on. And one of the things that we're trying to work on is making sure that when we do get upset, that we don't say things that we don't mean, and we don't try to do things, and we don't hurt other people and stuff. And so we've been working on a lot of this work and trying and working with the school and everything. And there was a day this past week that he was upset, and my wife showed up, and not a lot of great things happened. Not a lot of great things were said. Some of the things that he said, I know he didn't get from our house. I know he didn't get from us. And so he was got very physical and finally was able to get him into the car and able to get him home. And that impacts you as a parent. It does. You know, you don't want to develop like a bitter mentality. You really don't. But, you know, like, oh, and I came home and I talked to him about it. And, you know, the way that his brain works, when he was over it, he was ready to just go back to life. And I'm like, well, you need to go do something. When you go downstairs, what are you going to do? He's, I'm going to go play with my toys. Okay. Before you do that, what do you think you need to do? He goes, I'm over this. He said, I'm over this already. And I said, okay, you are, but your mom is not. And you need to start making it right. So what do you need to do? And that lasted for about 20 more seconds. I need to apologize. That's a good first step. So he went down and apologized. The next day, he had a good day at school. And Arian picked him up, and he got in the car, and he goes, can I have a cookie? He goes, when we were trying to do this, like, reward system, like, you have good days, and you can get something, like, well, she'll take him to Starbucks and get a really big cookie or something, and you know, we've been trying to, like, wean him off of this a little bit, like, okay, now you need to do two or three more days. So he does all these things the prior day. And then the next day he shows up and he goes, I want a cookie. And how much do we do that to God? Where, God, you're not giving me what I want. You're not giving me what I pray for. You're not doing the things that I asked you to do. And we get this attitude. And then the next day we go, God, can I have a cookie? Give me. And we treat the presence of God just like that. God comes in. He wants to spend time. He wants relationship. He wants to us to feel his love. He wants us to feel his presence. And these days that we get upset and mad, and then the next day we go, okay, can I have a cookie? How are we treating his presence? Is there joy in us? Because when we've read, when his presence show up, there is presence, there's a joy in his presence. But are we living in it? Are we allowing ourselves to experience it? Is there excitement at the possibility? In 25 minutes, I can read a clock. 20 minutes. I can't read a clock, sorry. 20 minutes, we're about to have service. We're about to start praising and worshiping God. How excited are we about the possibility that his presence can bring? The lives that can be touched, the people that can be changed. When we go for prayer walks and when we go into the communities, how excited are we that God's presence, we're praying for these communities. How excited are we that God can move over someone? God's been drawing people and God's been dealing with people. We've had people show up that's never been talked to before. We've had people just walk in here and just said, I just feel like I need to come to church. God's presence is drawing people. How excited are we that we're making an impact in our communities? How excited are we about the work that God is doing outside of this place? Or do we just get excited with the one day and it becomes a ho-hum experience after that? Is prayer time, our personal time with God, our reading the Bible time, do we sit down and start getting sleepy, drowsy eyes because we keep putting it off until bedtime and we don't get excited about what God's word can speak to us? What can you speak to me today? What word do you have for me today? Or do we dread it and just keep pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off? Amen. Let's stand. Praise God. You make known to me the path of life. And in your presence, God. In your presence. One of my favorite worship songs is Here in Your Presence. Because you start singing it. And it's just Here in Your Presence, God. When your presence moves. Oh, God. It's so exciting. It's so wonderful when he begins to usher in his presence and you feel it move. Oh, God, it stirs it up. It's such a wonderful feeling. Do we feel that way today? Amen. Let's pray that when his presence moves, God, that we would respond, that we would open ourselves. We would feel the joy that his presence can bring, that we would feel the life flowing that his presence brings. Jesus, you are wonderful, God. You said where two or three are gathered, God, there you are in the midst of them, God. And in this host today, your presence is here, and your presence can move over every life, over every heart, God. And I pray, God, that you would fill us, fill our minds with excitement, fill us with joy, God, at the coming of your presence and your moving of your presence, God. Lord, there are endless possibilities and there are endless capabilities that your spirit can bring, God. Help us to rejoice in it. Help us to be excited for it, God. Help us, God, to worship and praise you and give you thanks for what you have done and, God, what you can do, God. And I believe you today, God, to move mightily over everyone in this place today and everyone that would make their way into this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. We got a few more minutes today. We have a regular scheduled service starting at 11. Please come in and be ready to worship, be ready to praise. And if you do have any children in Sunday school, at 11:45, they will be letting them go. So you got about 3 minutes left.